I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Victory Monday on the Sports Junkies is driven by your local D.C. area Acura dealers. Shop DCArea.AcuraDealers.com for current incentives.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by our friends at Kropp Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit KroppMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cake Sawville. And join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it's our pal Chris Russell, who was at FedEx Field yesterday for the win. What's up, Chris?
Hello, boys. Happy early Thanksgiving, huh?
Same to you, Rooster.
How about that? What do you think Dan Snyder is feeling a year after he, well, not a year after, but when he uttered those famous happy Thanksgiving words when he hired Ron Rivera in early January? He must be like, I mean, his turkey must be just overflowing right now with
that
a win
joke,
heading into Dallas.
That joke of his couldn't have fallen any flatter. Dan Snyder is maybe the unfunniest person on the planet.
Perhaps.
How many times did you talk to him a lot during your years there?
You know, it was weird. Like, I would run into him a lot in the team hotel, number one, and just like occasionally around the building whenever he would be there, just at weird times. Never like on the football field, except for one time at the end of like training camp in Robert's rookie year. And I did he granted me a one-on-one interview, right? Walking into the building, and Tony Wiley flipped his you-know-what because all of a sudden all the reporters came over and scurrying over, and Dan had just agreed to talk to me. But there was like one time in that same year, I think, we were in Buffalo before Robert's first preseason game. I was heading out to go hang out with my boys because I went to school in Buffalo, and he, like, you know, him and his cronies, I think all the co-owners that he hates now, were circled around and just slinging back drinks in the hotel lobby. And he's like, you know, and I'm like, nah, maybe 20, 30 feet away. He's like, hey, come here.
And I turn around. Person,
yeah, I turn Leon. Around. And I'm like, is he talking to me? And I, you know, Larry Michael, I think it was, like, you know, kind of motions me over because I was all confused.
Come on over, Rooster.
Come on over, Rooster, and sit on Uncle Daddy's lap. And so then he just wanted to ask me what he thought their record was going to be this year. I was like, well, how about 9-7? Does that work, boss? I didn't call him boss, but I said, Dan, and he said, yeah, that would be good. And they turned around and, we're 10-6. So I was pretty close.
Well, you asked what he's thinking. He's thinking that he's got a team that's just a half game back in the division, even though they are 3-7, you know, we've kind of hit it from all angles. I wanted to ask you maybe something a little different that we haven't talked about. What are you seeing? Cause you look at this type of thing. What are you seeing from like the line movement? You know, we talked a lot about Antonio Gibson, but is the offensive line doing a good job? I actually think they are.
Yeah, you know, I would say for the most part, yes. You know, Scherf looks like he's back and Scherf-like, which is not, again, consistently dominant, but it's consistently good to very good is what I would say. Yesterday, outside of the one penalty, Sharp, I thought, did a fairly good job. You know, of course, Chase Roullier is solid up the middle. He's had some snapping issues and a couple little protection issues this year. But Schweitzer and now Morgan Moses, and we thought Morgan would be fine at left tackle. He was a natural left tackle at Virginia. So it's just a, you know, kind of a matter of getting back on the bike. Now, what I want to see is them get tested by a better Dallas set of pass rushers and DeMarcus Lawrence and Alden Smith, and I think they'll have Randy Gregory back if memory serves, and then the next week after that against this Pittsburgh defense, then that's going to be the test. Cincinnati, not necessarily the test. I thought they would have success both against their rush and rushing the football. Now I need to see it against better fronts and better pass rushers.
That's right. They basted the Bengals, which was his prediction before the game, Cates. His predicted headline.
Listen, you asked me to like generate the headline, so I had to come up with something wacky for the Rooster.
I like holiday-themed puns. Just please keep them coming, Rooster. I'm all about it.
Exactly.
Rooster,
exactly.
One thing that I've been talking about with the boys all day, and we all saw it, and it's been happening for weeks now, is teams neutralizing our pass rush with the quick passing attack. And I'm not sure. I'm not a defensive coordinator. I have no idea how you handle that. My only suggestion is I guess you got to play up tighter, maybe play some more man coverage.
Right.
And try to, take that away. What can Washington do defensively to neutralize that?
Well, part of the problem is that, you're playing more conservatively, I think, more zone, more more three deep because you're afraid of getting beat over the top because you've been beaten over the top, constantly. So teams naturally are going to counterpunch that, and that's exactly what Joe Burrow did. Now, the one thing I would add, to that yesterday is they seem to have a lot of success doing exactly that on first and second down, and this is what I need to watch the tape for. Did they play them differently on third down? Because Cincinnati was only 3 of 13 on third down, and one of those conversions was actually with the backup quarterback on that long scramble and run for 19. So they played them much better. I can't say absolutely tighter. I want to see that again on third down, but that's my hunch. The other thing that I think you can probably do, if you're from a defensive line perspective, I mean, you could probably tend to blitz a little bit more to, I think, put more pressure on the opposing quarterback and maybe the offensive line, get them jumbled up. But the other thing that, and maybe I'm speaking out of turn, maybe Logan Paulson would know better about this, it doesn't seem like they try and do a lot of creative like twists and stunts. I mean, they do some of it, of course, but it doesn't seem like that's a big staple of what they want to do. And maybe it's because the transition, maybe it's because they can't fully practice, maybe it's because they didn't have an offseason and it's a new defense and the 4-3 to the 3-4. Maybe we'll see more of that as the season goes along, and next year, hopefully we will, because it doesn't seem like that's a big part of the Jack Del Rio repertoire.
How would you respond to those that say Chase Young has been a bust?
Oh, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, yeah, I with all due respect, I'm nothing, but Tom Boswell should not have wrote that column. Tom Boswell is hailed as the greatest columnist since
when did
sliced
he write
bread.
This
Saturday. Okay. I mean, he's hailed as the greatest columnist since sliced bread and all this stuff. I know my baseball, but I'm not. I'll yield the floor to him. Chase Young is not a bust. And I asked Ron Rivera about it yesterday without being so direct. And, I asked him about the criticism. I didn't mention Boswell by name, but I mean, that's an absurd column, just absurd. And Chase went out yesterday. And yes, of course, the forced fumble on Burrow at the 1 yard line. What was impressive to me about that, guys, is, and I put up in the end zone view from Mark Bullock, is Young is on the far right side of the play and the formation, and he rushes up and he gets sucked in on one of those twists and games, right, that I was just talking about. He gets sucked up and bottled up in all sorts of traffic and then still sprints full speed at 265 to absolutely ambush Burrow, probably the distance of about 30 yards, somewhere in that range. And Troy Apke deserves some credit. He partially helped set up that play. So I don't want to take away total credit, but that's the kind of athlete that this dude is. And then he swallowed up that one screen. And I'll also add another that I was watching in my trusted binoculars, because my 47-year-old eyes suck. All the way at the other end of the field, third down, right before the bullet 34-yard field goal, he came screaming around the left tackle, Jonah Williams, who's a top 10 pick, and he got to Burrow and almost swatted a ball that was ultimately incomplete, but it forced the 34-yard missed field goal, and then Washington scored. So three big plays right there. Just those three plays from Chase Young show you the kind of impact you can have without walking away with a sack and without big tackle numbers and gaudy statistics. It's the total package, and that's what Boswell was missing.
Rooster, I agree with you fully on Chase Young. We also need a dedicated camera on Rooster with his binoculars at FedEx Field. We need to work on that. Do you think people in the personnel department,
Rooster camp in the press box, don't give cakes any, or don't give that?
Yeah, we
can
have them wear like a GoPro. You can put it on like your hat. You can put a GoPro there.
But getting back to Chase Young for a second, do you think there are people in the personnel department who see what Justin Herbert is doing every week? Like, he just shows up and he's going to throw for three touchdowns and 300 plus yards. This is what he does.
And then
are they saying, man, he would look good in the burgundy and gold instead of Chase Young?
Sure, but here's the thing. I mean, whether they're right or wrong, right? I think a number of NFL teams, Miami specifically, who took a quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa, bypassed Justin Herbert, right? So Washington is not alone in that. You know, you could make an argument that Detroit at number three, also for a Stafford replacement, bypassed Justin Herbert when they could have gone there, right? So that's number one. Number two, Ron said last week there was only two choices. It was Chase Young or it was Joe Burrow, and that's it. And I don't think anybody could argue that Joe Burrow would have been the better pick for Washington if he was there. The other thing that I would also add is, you know, we have to remember, I mean, Tua Tagovailoa was getting all this credit, right, all this hail, all this praise, and I'm not saying one game makes it, but now that's two lousy games passing, and he got benched yesterday, right? Herbert has had a great run here, but we've seen Baker Mayfield had a tremendous rookie year, and then year two when defenses make counterpunches and things don't always go right, you know, they all
Yeah, but Baker's
come
wasn't like this.
Back to earth. No,
this
I,
is a
I know,
really
I know.
Special year.
Listen, he's impressive. I will tell you this: the tape that I watched and the people that I spoke to were not blown away by him. Now, again, scouts
coming
out
of college.
Yes, scouts.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Scouts turn out to be wrong all the time. But remember, going into his final year, he was regarded as the top quarterback in the draft. He was, and he disappointed people, and that's why we should always remember that just because you light it up in college doesn't mean that's going to translate to the NFL. Just because you don't light it up in college, i.e. Tom Brady, for crying out loud, and many others, doesn't mean you're not going to have success in the NFL. I know we like to pinpoint, oh, how did they not know this? Listen, I talked to 15 people. Nobody thought Justin Herbert was this good.
Yeah, nobody, for sure. But now, I know,
and
it's just
NFL,
one of those things where
that's NFL people, never mind us. You know?
Understood.
Well, he
understood.
Was drafted number six, though. It's
no,
not like
I,
he got
I
trapped in the second round.
No, I understand. But you, when I say that good, I mean right. like, well, he's got flaws here, and he's got, I don't like this about him. You know, and they could say that about every guy, right? I mean, they could say that about every guy. They said it about Daniel Jones, and he went in the same spot, six overall last year. And you know what's, well, I guess 2 years ago. And some of the flaws are there, right? You could say that about every guy, flaws and things you don't like. The only thing that I'm just trying to point out is I don't personally go after Ron and the Washington scouting staff, Kyle Smith, for not being in love with Justin Herbert, because I don't think a lot of people were in love with Justin Herbert. And I wanted nothing to do. I said this to you guys plenty of times, and I know on the station, I wanted nothing to do with Tua because I didn't think he would be able to stay on the field. And now you're starting to already see some of the passing flaws in his game. And I haven't watched the game yet, but just from a buddy of mine that I talked to last night on the way back, not good. No, but
the week before was good.
That's fair.
So, I mean, it's
a consistency league, though, you know?
I mean, but he's started three games.
I know. But he's already been benched once, and the first game that he started, he was not good in either. So
to say he was benched, he got crushed.
I know.
I think it was a combination of being benched for ineffectiveness and being hurt.
I know. You know, here's the deal, boys. Every quarterback is going to be in, right? Alex threw for 390 last week and no touchdowns. Yesterday threw for what, 166? I mean, he didn't get to 35,000, which he was 14 yards away from. So, I mean, I understand there's going to be some inconsistencies. It's all about the total operation of the offense. It's all about trying to find a way and willing your team and finding a way to win. And, you know, for the most part, just like Alex didn't have the statistics yesterday, certainly compared to Detroit, but they found a way to win. And I wouldn't say that Cincinnati is that much worse than Detroit.
No, same ballpark, just like Washington, same ballpark. All right, Rooster, we'll talk to you later this week.
Battle
got a
for
game
first
on Thursday.
Battle,
oh, it's a huge one.
First place, how about that? And by the way, huge. if you're cooking your turkey this week, just a little tip: brine it. Number one, number two, stuff a little Italian sausage underneath the skin on the breast
right?
side. Oh, boys, woo!
Man. The Rooster's a turkey expert. Who knew?
I'm just giving out tips for free. I'm like all these odds makers that, you know, like that have the 900 lines and whatever.
Sure.
I'm just giving out tips for free.
Yeah, you are. Thank you, buddy.
See
appreciate
you
it.
Should be part of the BetQL staff.
That's right. Get a Rooster tab on,
dude,
there.
I know we got to go. I should tell you my Thanksgiving plans because, you know, we're going to be at the beach. We're doing Thanksgiving carry out. We're ordering our Thanksgiving food, just picking it up and bringing it back to the condo.
Maybe we're doing the same thing here.
Yep. It's kind of nubby, but that's what we're doing.
Hey, you know what we're doing? We're doing Boston Market. They've got like an amazing spread.
Oh, they probably have silly turkey, though.
Yeah.
At least they're used
size.
To cooking birds.
Yeah.
You'd probably be good.
All right, coming up next, we'll shift gears. We'll open up the entertainment page. EB is going to fill us in on somebody who just passed 100 million followers on TikTok here on The Junkies.
Driven by your local D.C. area Acura dealers. Shop dcarea.acuradealers.com for current incentives.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on a Victory Monday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today, been talking about Washington's win against Cincinnati yesterday throughout the morning. But right now, we're going to switch gears and open up the entertainment page, which is brought to you by our friends at Wave Soda.
Wave Soda is
awesome. It's super simple. And the best thing about it is, EB, 15% off if you go to wavesoda.com and use the code JUNKIES.
Hey, Drabby, should one of you guys... Look, Drabby's wearing a mask. What are you wearing a mask for?
Well, Tom was in here during the break.
Oh, okay. Should we have a TikTok account? Can you guys run one for us? I'm wondering.
What are we going to put on there?
I don't know. I'll let you guys. You guys are millennials.
We might be out of the demo.
You're definitely out of the demo.
We're definitely out of the demo.
Everyone's getting one. It's just blowing up. It's been that way for a few years now. But Charli D'Amelio, whatever her name is, my kids know who she is. She passed 100 million followers, Cakes, on TikTok in, I think, about a year and a half.
How old is she? She must be so rich.
She looks like she's in her early 20s, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe 20, 19, whatever it is. And here's what's happened to her in the last year. So she's gone over 100 million TikTok followers. She made her feature film debut. She launched a nail polish. She has makeup and fashion collaborations with major brands. She's appeared in a Super Bowl commercial. She has a Dunkin' Donuts drink named after her. She appeared in a music video with J-Lo. She's got her first book coming out.
I'm jelly of her endorsement portfolio. Jelly!
A Forbes report published a few months ago said she's earned more than $4 million just in this past year. That sounds low. It sounds low compared to all the gigs she's got lined up. And, listen, I don't know. I know what TikTok is. My daughter's been on it since it was Musical.ly, right? For like 4 years. She's been on it. She's on it all the time. I get it. It's for younger people. But maybe the show should have one. Because I see older guys and older folks trying to jump in on the craze. Maybe the show should have one. And you and Valdez should run it.
All I know is I saw Skip.
Not me.
I saw Skip Bayless, who's older than us, doing a weird dance. Like, yes, after
No. That doesn't mean doing a dance.
I know, but like, if it's anywhere near that cringeworthy, I don't want any part of it.
No. We don't. There's no dancing. If the Junks opened a TikTok that Drabby and Valdez managed, it would just be show content. I mean, there's no dancing.
That's not what TikTok's for.
But it's not dancing. We're not doing dancing.
Skits and bits.
All right, we'll do a skit.
You're going to do a skit.
From do
home.
A bit.
Yeah. You don't leave your basement.
I'm out more than you think. I don't know. I'm just thinking. Maybe the show should have a TikTok just for PR purposes.
All right. Does
Olivero have? Does Brett have one for Sup Dogs? I bet he does.
Sup Dogs has a TikTok.
They got young hot.
Yeah. That's the girls.
Yeah. Right. I understand.
Shaking their butts.
Put one of you shaking your butt. I don't know. I don't know what to put on it. There's got to be companies out there. Businesses that are using TikTok and they're not just dancing, right?
Do you know who botched it big time? What company?
Nope.
And everyone's pissed off about TikTok is Sherwin-Williams.
Why? What happened?
Company?
Yes, because they had a guy. There was an employee of Sherwin-Williams who was mixing paints on TikTok,
okay.
And super popular. It's got like well over a million followers, millions of views every time he does it. But they found out that he's an employee and he was doing it while he was on the clock. Like he was going into the back room shooting these videos.
Right.
I mean, it was like incredible marketing for Sherwin-Williams.
What did they do? Yeah. Fire the guy?
He fired him.
You're kidding.
And there's a big boycott of Sherwin-Williams now.
So you're telling me that millions of kids are watching some dork go in the back room of Sherwin-Williams.
Yes.
And he's mixing like a gray with a purple, and that's getting millions of people.
It is kind of interesting. It sounds really boring, but if you watch the videos, it's kind of, it's soothing.
Again, this is another reason why I've said this many times in the past few months. When they colonize Mars, okay, when Elon Musk gets that rocket ship ready, I'm ready to go. Because I don't understand what's happening on planet Earth.
Last night, I spent 30 minutes on TikTok watching this hydraulic press account.
Yeah.
And he was smashing stuff. And there were just like 10-second videos of him smashing Snickers and soccer balls and all, you know, anything you can think of.
You know what I get size 4?
There's, incredibly interesting.
There's accounts on Instagram, and I'm sure there are ones on TikTok. Eric, I think you'll love it. But it's a chiropractor cracking people's backs.
Oh,
I get so psyched to watch it and listen.
Not interested.
Cracking necks and backs.
Well, there's got to be a pimple popper on TikTok, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be. I like that.
Well, thanks on that, too.
I get psyched.
What about the dandruff shaker?
I haven't seen a dandruff shake.
That could be your bit.
That's your niche.
Hold on, Valdez. Let's do it. That's your bit.
Dandruff King. Sign me up.
Yeah, Dandruff King. And then we'll just shake dandruff every day onto a different object.
And you get endorsements with Selsun Blue, Head and Shoulders, all of the dandruff leaders in the industry. Right.
The video that I have, YouTube video, it's got well over a million views. It's me screaming and you just shaking
scratching
your head.
My head. Yeah.
And people just nonstop search for it. They just search for dandruff and it pops up. So I think it could be a huge – dude, that might be your bit.
All right. I'm going to sign up.
I mean, it is your talent.
So what, he's going to do a dandruff video like 3 times
every
a week?
Every day. No, yeah. Every day he'll do a new dandruff. He'll shake his dandruff onto something different, like a sandwich maybe one day.
Or maybe I'll
– Like a pizza.
Peel the dead skin off of my scalp and show it to the camera.
Yeah.
Gross.
And then you could open up one with your vitiligoed penis.
Which one would fare better?
Well, I don't think that there's... Dude, by the way, have you noticed that... I just stumbled onto this. I had no idea. So some account that I follow, right, on Twitter, retweeted some sort of like porno chicks account on Twitter. And on Twitter, you could see in their little the attachments... They have full-blown, like, banging on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter has banging. Like, you didn't know
like,
that?
It's not my thing. But Twitter has porn.
Yeah, Twitter has porn.
Like, who? I had no idea. I never thought they would allow that.
That's why all those X-rated actresses and actors use Twitter instead of Instagram, because Instagram doesn't allow nudity.
Yeah, Instagram doesn't allow it, but Twitter does it. So all of a sudden, you click on the picture or something, and it's full-blown.
They have hardcore porno.
Quadruple-rated porno.
I mean, it's got to be very brief clips, right? Because they don't even let you write much on Twitter.
I think they're like 30 seconds. I mean,
that's
you know.
Long.
Yeah, exactly. It could get you from point A to point B.
A lot can happen in 30 seconds.
A lot can happen.
So much.
Especially if you just have it on a loop.
Sometimes you don't even need 30 seconds.
Hey, I was stunned. And then I clicked on it, and then I just clicked on the person's friends, and I was like, oh, my God, there's a whole underground world on Twitter of porno chicks.
Did you know that? It's not that underground.
I've been on Twitter since 2009. I never had really seen that.
So someone you follow was tweeting porn?
Tweeted something, yeah. Yeah, like one of the
don't
accounts.
Act like it's not you, Drab.
Yeah, one of the accounts.
No,
I don't know.
But
I follow a lot of, like, sex facts or fails accounts. You know what I mean? Like where people fall down and I don't know. I get sized.
Simpleton.
You know, you get a. Hey, I love
like,
that stuff.
Hey, who
man.
Doesn't like jackass type humor?
Some guy on a bike jumping over like stairs or something and falling down. I mean, I get sized.
No, I saw it this weekend though. I saw a famous porn actress flirting with Jason Whitlock.
Oh, you did?
On his account, like saying she'll go out to dinner with him, and he was like losing his mind.
Hold on. What's his deal? Is he married? What's his deal?
I don't think so. I don't know.
He was sized?
Of course. It was his 50-year Brandy Love like wanted to go to dinner with him.
She's
like
dollars.
Yeah.
Who is it? Brandy Love?
She's a famous
mature. Like
yeah, come on.
Can I look and see if sure. I'll tell you if I know who she is?
She's a famous mature actress.
Mature. I don't Google mature like you do, Rick. I'm going to be honest. Her face looks familiar, but I wouldn't have put her on a porno chick. I would have thought maybe she was like a commercial actress or something.
No, definitely not.
No.
Yeah. I don't really know her that well.
Well, she's talented.
She is?
Very.
Yeah. So sometimes you type in Brandy Love.
No, I just know the names of like some of the most popular ones.
I type it sometimes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we're just saying she's got new content.
Depends what you're in the mood for.
was propositioned by her? What?
No, she like read one of his articles and tweeted him, and he was like losing his mind, and then she saying she was all into him or something. She'd go out to dinner,
even though she's
married. Wasn't really following it, but.
Wow, about five posts down, there is Evie, I'm begging you to go onto her Twitter.
Who is it? Brandy Love?
Yeah, go about five or six posts down. You'll know exactly the post that I'm talking about.
All right. Is it what I was talking about? It's just
Yeah. It definitely is.
What's the genre, Case?
I'm distracted.
Where she's in the kitchen?
Yeah, she's definitely in the kitchen.
Wow. See, did you know? I had no idea.
I did not know that this was going on Twitter.
Neither did I. I had no idea. Twitter just got a lot more fun.
I feel like Captain Kirk. I feel like I'm going to the final frontier.
It's a new medium for your amateur search.
Oh. Yeah, I've been pretty upset with Twitter with a lot of their crap that they're doing, but this is good. You got to give them the nod here, Cakes.
This is a good development.
Yeah. All the censorship and everything is not good, but this, whew. Think of all the things they're censoring, and they're not censoring this.
Right.
Well, that's insane. All right. What else is out there? Oh, I have no idea how this happened, but MSNBC put out some sort of report, and they actually were reporting on an auction regarding Bob Dylan, and the top headline, it said, Dylan died last year at the age of 79. Well, Bob Dylan's not dead, Cakes. He's totally alive.
He's still with us. You could have sold me on him being dead.
You would have bought that?
If you told me Bob Dylan was dead, I'd probably buy it, yeah. I don't pay attention to him at all.
They were reporting on the sale of Dylan papers, including unpublished song lyrics, journal entries, and other writings in Boston on Friday.
$5 for that garbage.
Well, it sold for $500,000, $495,000. And they go back to, like, 1971, but somehow in the reporting of it, they got confused and they said he died last year. Did you see, by the way, that Johnny Bench had to sell a bunch of his collectibles?
I saw he sold his World Series ring.
He sold a bunch of stuff and he made like $2 million.
But is he felted?
He can't be. But he sold it so that maybe he's been married twice. He's got some kids that I guess are approaching college age now, and this is going to pay for their college. So he decided to sell his memorabilia, and he got $2 million+, Cakes. And it's not his memorabilia. He has, like, legit baseball collectible stuff.
Hey, when I need money to send my kid to college, I don't think my Mark Price autographed starting lineup figure is going to get me that far.
No, he had, like, jerseys from the 20s or something.
Yeah,
so
I don't have any Honus Wagner sillies lying around. I got
Seist for Mark Price. I forgot about him. I haven't thought about him in a decade. He ran a great pick and roll, Cakes.
Certainly did.
He was a good player for sure. Let me see if I have anything.
Does anybody
else
want a Joey Galloway starting lineup figure? Because I have one.
I still have my wrestling figures.
Yeah, when are you going to put those on?
I don't know. I've been lazy.
Come on, man.
I did create King Dandruff on TikTok.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Now, how do you get followers? Will
I
you
don't
do
know.
A shake? Hey, will you do that during a commercial break? Will you shake one out?
That sounds hurting.
How about, can you shake one out on like something that Tom Daly won't go nutty about?
No need to do.
King Dandruff is a great name, though.
Yeah. Can you get like
Dandruff King was taken, so King Dandruff
it?
Is mine.
King Dandruff?
Can you get do a black light thing, like put him in a dark room?
Yeah, he'll do all
those.
Get
a camera with some black light.
But here's what I think.
I don't know how to use this. I don't know what's going on.
Well, hold on.
There's just weird videos all over the place.
I know. Just shoot a video of you shaking
your
dandruff.
Too old for it.
Can you do it shaking your dandruff all over the microphone?
No, that's gross. I can't do that.
Why? And then you just wash it.
I don't think people will be psyched if I shake my dandruff on the microphone.
Probably not. Not on the company-owned equipment.
Well, something radio-related.
Well, I gotta talk to the CK because I don't know if I'm going to get fired like the Sherwin Williams guy.
Yeah, I don't know if you get fired.
If I'm making TikTok videos on the clock.
What's your handle again?
King Dandruff.
Everybody follow Valdez on TikTok, and he promises to shake out some dandruff at least 2 times a week. But what I think you should do is, what I think would be funny is you order like a slice of pizza, shake the dandruff
like Parmesan? Is it Parmesan or dandruff?
Yeah, right. You can or maybe like you do it on some new Nikes, like just get, random things.
Or you can get risque and have like a 10-second shower scene where he's using Head and Shoulders or something to get rid of the dandruff.
Well, that could be his endorsement.
No, the last thing we want to do is get rid of the dandruff. Yeah.
It's his moneymaker.
But if you recall, he's tried all the solutions and none has worked.
That's true.
I've tried homemade remedies. Nothing works.
Don't you know, what is the one thing you do, if you do it or don't do it, you'll really be humming with the dandruff. Do you know what the one thing is?
Piping hot water. If I take a super hot shower. Yeah. My head gets so flaky.
Really?
Scalp dry.
Can you do that
very,
today?
Very dry.
And then,
right after I shave too, I have like a dry skin all over my mustache area.
Just from your face?
Yeah.
Not from your head.
Not from my head. But the super hot water dries my skin out a lot.
What a nightmare.
Hey, could you do it for me, please, today? And then send it to me on Twitter so I can see it.
On TikTok. Why are you wanting me to use Twitter?
No, but can't you link your TikTok somehow?
I don't. Eric, you're asking a lot of questions. I don't know the answer
to. I'm trying to figure out TikTok.
If you do it, I will sign up for TikTok just so I can look for your.
How many followers does King Dandruff have on TikTok?
Hey, everyone needs to follow King
five.
Dandruff. He has five.
All right, let's at least double that building the break.
You're going to be caught up with Charlie, whatever her name is.
Charlie D'Amelio. She's got 100 milli.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, I saw that Valdez tweet. Can we play the Tyson audio? It makes me laugh. I think Mike Tyson is fighting against Roy Jones. Is that this weekend? It's got to be
coming up. Are you serious?
I think
I'll watch it. What's it, on Saturday night?
I'm not positive. I know it's coming up soon, so we'll get into that next here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Victory Monday on the Sports Junkies is driven by your local D.C. area Acura dealers. Shop dcarea.acuradealers.com for current incentives.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. It's been a Victory Monday. Tomorrow, Pro Football Focus Tuesday, we talk to the best insiders in the game every Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. Also, believe Turge is going to join us, right?
Mark Turch, and 9:25 scheduled appearance.
Hey, real quick, I was checking out BetQL, and the under, Cakes, I know you're a big over guy, under has gone 7-2 in Rams games this season, according to our friends at BetQL.
I should have listened to BetQL before I made my fatty pick on Friday, because they listed the under in the Washington-Cincy game as a 4-star bet. And, of course, it hit, and I took the over. I didn't know Joe Burrow's going to go down in a heap. I mean, that over was never in play. Never, not once.
Yeah.
Not threatened at all.
Who do they like tonight on BetQL? Does anybody know?
I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
I can let you know.
I saw some first-half plays. I mean, there are so many different plays. That's the great thing about BetQL. It's got all the trends. You can go bet first-half. You can bet over-unders. Obviously, they've got their – their rating system in terms of four-star plays, five-star plays.
Here's a nugget for you tonight. The Rams are 14-5 against the spread versus NFC opponents over the last two seasons.
Yeah, I like the Rams tonight. Tampa is 7-3. They looked impressive last week. Remember, 2 weeks ago, they got blanked. And I think when they play a tougher defense, I think Aaron Donald and those guys are going to make it tough for Tampa. But we'll see.
And by the way, the under is hit in 7 of 9 Rams games this season. They play the unders.
The under has. Yeah.
Unders. Yep.
I believe BetQL loves the over in the first half.
Oh, they love the over in the first half?
It's their five-star play.
Ooh,
really?
Wow. Yeah.
What is the number? I wonder if my site does that. Let me see.
It's like 23.5.
23.5?
I believe so.
All right.
Five-star.
All right, so Valdez, do you have the Tyson audio?
Yeah.
I just laugh every time.
What is this from now? You got to set it up for me.
I think he was on Good Morning America.
Uh-huh.
All right. Maybe it wasn't Good Morning America, but it was one of those kind of morning shows. He's promoting it. So he does fight this weekend. It's at Staples Center. He's fighting Roy Jones Jr. Both guys are over 50. The fight basically came about because, Tyson, I think he did a commercial shoot and it went viral and people got fired up at his like 5-second flurry. Mm-hmm. And eventually a promoter set things up. And I think the undercard includes Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson, the former NBA player that used to win dunk contests, even though he was only like 5'7".
Where does that beef come from? That's just a social media beef?
I'm not quite sure how it started, but I've watched a few of these videos. They, like, legitimately hate each other.
I mean,
other.
Are they throwing a circus tent over this sham of a fight? I mean, what's going on out there?
It's basically celebrity boxing, is what it is.
Who would dip into their pocket and pay to watch?
Dude, I watched one of those fights with those YouTubers on some, stream. It was silly.
Yeah, but you watched it on a hoopty stream. You're not paying 50
Correct.
Bucks for it.
Dude,
no.
I got
on the Bing all of his food through a straw.
Is that so true, Dravy?
Is Damon Feldman putting on this event?
I don't think he is because this is too big. Dude, they've got Tyson on this one. Now, where's the audio of Tyson? Yeah. Is he doing promo?
Yeah, he's doing
this?
Promo on Good Morning America.
All right.
Hold on, Mike.
Is it early in the morning again, and he's supposed to be sleeping, or?
No, he's always with
us. A lot of folks have been checking in with you, been putting some posts out there. We see you look great. But you have to help
you
us.
You ain't seen nothing, Mr. Holmes. Mr. Holmes, you ain't. I got to show you my body, baby.
Oh, but
I
now.
Show you beautiful look, baby.
Well, I clearly you're proud.
This is what I'm talking about, homie. Brother Holmes, this is where it's at, man. This is where it's at.
He takes off his shirt like
AWOD.
Uh-huh. Does he look good?
Yes.
Does he look good?
Yeah, he looks good.
He's lost a lot of weight. Yeah. Well, I saw Chael Sonnen, who's a big UFC personality, who had a bunch of big fights during his days in the UFC and is kind of more known as a commentator. He said 100% Tyson will be on PEDs during the fight. He just swears by it.
I would imagine he already is on PED.
Right.
That's the only way
exactly
he could get into this kind
development.
Of shape. Yeah. I mean, come on.
And Eric, did you see that Logan Paul, the older brother, is claiming that he can beat Mayweather in a boxing fight?
Well, he's a lot bigger, right?
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Mayweather could be 90 and
well,
smoke
him.
Well,
the thing is Mayweather just doesn't really have that much power, but Mayweather never gets hit. But hey, Mayweather's got to be about 45 now, right? I mean, how old is he?
43, I believe.
That's it? Yeah. I mean, I got to imagine. So which one? I get them confused. Jake Paul and Logan Paul. Which one's that got famous first?
Logan.
Yeah. Right. I get them confused. Sorry.
No.
I'm a YouTuber.
I don't blame you. I'm not blaming you.
Yeah. Are they still quite as famous? Like, the
uber
TikTok
famous.
Generation, I feel like, is bigger than the YouTube stars now. Right?
I think they're all on TikTok. I think all these guys are on.
I think it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
I just you have a younger daughter. I've got a 13-year-old son. He lives on YouTube and TikTok.
I don't know. Logan Paul has 18 million followers on Instagram. Is that a lot?
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, it's almost, a lot, but it pales in comparison to like the TikTok followers.
Just
right?
Wait till we check in on King Dandruff in a month. It's going to be hundreds.
What are we up to now on King Dandruff there, Valdez?
Hold on.
You got to promise a posting today.
See, the problem is, EB, as we've aged, our audiences age some. So not many are probably on TikTok.
Where does it tell you your followers?
Oh, no.
Maybe for you guys, but.
Doom.
Oh, here, I have 23 followers.
Oh, look at this. Growing exponentially.
Yeah.
Hey, King Dandruff and I, we were cutting cameos last week for 14-year-olds and 12-year-olds.
That is true.
You were?
We're big in the younger demo.
You are?
How is that?
It's actually really weird because this dad's.
He came out of nowhere?
He wanted us to give a birthday shout out to his son who was turning 14. And one of the criteria for the shout out was he gets Seiss to touch jugs. Yeah, he hasn't had his first jugs yet. But
I thought for sure you guys were going to work like some sort of, hey, you're about to get your pubes at 14.
Well, we did do that.
Of course I mentioned his pubes.
You did?
Yeah.
I knew it. I know your guys' bits.
So gross.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of testy dropping.
Right.
A lot of that.
It's inappropriate, but we do have an audience.
Yeah,
I clearly do.
I couldn't believe that Dad was asking for that.
Well, I just think that's your niche, Valdez. I think you could be. You might be able to move into the TikTok house if you go at a good clip.
I'll be
you know, all those guys. All they dreamy, do, yeah, the swag
all
those
dreamy, house. 19-year-olds.
Yeah, all they do is lift all day. You
I'm
love sized. It.
I would fit in.
Yeah, shake your head on the plates. And get 100 million followers.
There you go. It's simple.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
King Dandruff.
I gotta figure it out. I gotta figure out how to use it.
Yeah.
Let us know when you have your first TikTok video.
Send me a text.
All right.
We got to get out of here. It is a Pro Football Focus Tuesday on tomorrow's show. Plus Mark Turgeon for EB Cakes. I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny. They're up next, right here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.